Singer-songwriter and actor Bethany Thomas is in the middle of a month-long residency at the Hideout. She plays every Monday night through March at the club at 1354 West Wabansia. This month's residency has Bethany playing tribute to Lou Reed and Linda Ronstadt. And coming up on the 27th, a release party for the new EP titled First. Bethany is in studio with her partner and producer, John Szymanski, and he brought his guitar. Bethany, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Last time we had you were in here with John Langford. Yeah. It's always a pleasure to have you and your talent in studio. John, good to see you as well. All right, let's hear some music. We want to get right to it. Here's a track. This is a new track, right?
Yeah.
And this is called He Don't Wanna.
Uh-huh.
All right, take it away.
Brother's been around the block. Brother says his word too damn hard. You still be punching a clock. He's worried that I'll never turn things around, and he never lays his burden down. Brother mostly keeps to himself, and no one understands him, so he keeps his dreams up on the shelf. I know he's got so much love inside, but still I can't answer why. Why so afraid to try? He don't wanna get high. He don't wanna look up and touch the sky. How can I get you high? I wanna get you high. Always feeling down. He got pains in his head and pains in his heart, and he just spreads that pain around. The only time he ever cracks a smile, yeah, is when his baby comes around a while. And I wouldn't want to be in his shoes, even though everybody loves it when a big black girl sings blues. Times is hotter than they've been before, yeah. But all your good days ain't passed you by. And brother's not ashamed to cry, no. But he don't wanna get high. He don't wanna push off and learn to fly.
Like it on Michigan Avenue.
Awesome.
Pounding on the window. There you go. Bethany Thomas, John Szymanski in studio playing acoustic tonight. The new EP titled First. That was the track He Don't Wanna. All right, what we'll do, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk to you guys about the residency at the Hideout.
Yeah.
Bethany Thomas in studio. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Bethany Thomas, John Szymanski in studio. Bethany's got the month-long residency at the Hideout, Monday nights, Robbie Folk's spot, as we know it, right?
Yeah.
Bethany, good to see you. Thanks for the performance and good
sure.
to see you. So talk about the residency. I mean, this is something that you did close to this last year. You did three shows. What is it about doing a residency where you do a show a week that appeals to you?
I liked the idea of curating something. And I wanted to do something where just everything was very, like, disparate. Like, all the shows are way different in feel, in sound, in look, in my temperament, in my voice and the voices of others. And I don't know. So, yeah, I think we knew we wanted to do a release show and we were worried that we would never actually finish the EP if we didn't have a deadline.
of course. Yeah. As any good artist,
those
right?
I'll tell you. So we knew we wanted to do that. And then we're like, okay, so the other weeks, let's do a couple crazy tribute shows. And then we've also got a show coming up this coming Monday, which is just us with a bunch of our friends. Just kind of doing some weirdo acoustic
stuff. Is it harder? I mean, because you do a lot of theater as well, and you're accustomed to the idea of runs where you will have like a show a week or a show every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But it's harder in the fact that each one of these shows is entirely different. I mean, what's the challenge associated with that? Because I would assume that is an extra pressure that you may not be used to.
Yeah, the challenge is wrangling the artists. That's what it's been. That's been the main challenge for this. It's getting everybody in a room together to just maybe run through something, but mainly I'm just like, here's the vision, here's what we're going for,
right.
and if you can just pick up, you know, like the musical notes, that's great, but here's what I see. And sometimes, usually people are able to come along with me on that, and sometimes it's just kind of like, oh, okay, Bethany.
John, from your standpoint as a producing partner and someone who plays music with Bethany, when you talk about picking up somebody's vision or this curatorial concept of mm-hmm. one week doing one show, next week all into Ronstadt, next week something else, talk about how you work in that kind of environment.
So I think it's a great thing because that's kind of how my brain works a lot, is like, we have this opportunity to make something that's really cool that people aren't going to expect. And so when we were talking about, you know, having the whole month of shows, it was kind of like, well, what can we do that's really interesting? And like, I like the idea of having a different artist, but then also complementing that with a different group of players every week. So we've had... we're bringing in people that we've never played with before to kind of be with us on, you know, live. And then it's past two shows have been really fantastic because it's a different energy every time.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. I mean, this is sort of the height of the curatorial type of show.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Linda Ronstadt show that was at the beginning of the month. When you say Bethany Thomas does Linda Ronstadt or plays Linda Ronstadt,
mm-hmm.
you know, with your theater background, I mean, you could play Linda Ronstadt. But my point being, how much of the actor comes out in you when you're covering or doing a tribute show for an artist?
It comes out a little bit. I think maybe not as much came out with this Linda show or this Lou show as it did for last year's Bowie show. That one, I think I was actually trying to be David Bowie. And these ones, I was like, okay. Yeah, I know that seems like a stretch too, but I was like trying to sound like him and stuff, and it's futile. But that was my vision, and it did all right. The Linda show, she's such a cool vocalist, and she does everything. She sings everything. She sings every genre, and she's done stuff that you didn't even hear about. And then you listen to it, you're like, oh my gosh, she rocks. And so I got into that. And of course, I watched a lot of live performances of her. And I'm not trying to act like her, be like her, look like her, or even really sound like her. But I like to find their essence.
Right.
I know that my onstage persona was different during the Linda show than it was during the Lou show.
Yeah. So you're trying to you sort of channel the presence, not necessarily the, you know, sort of straight impression of the character.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And the Linda stuff, I was trying to do her kind of. Her vocal takes on stuff because she was, and I hate saying cover artist, but like she was, like she didn't record her own stuff. So if you're not trying to kind of sound like Linda or do her arrangements exactly, then it's just like, you're covering this Everly Brothers song, you know?
Right.
And that's not what it is. I was like, this is Linda. Check out Linda. You
know? I was turned on to Linda Ronstadt. I forgot what it was, a documentary or something where it was a special where I watched a ton of her material on all those sort of 70s Nashville variety shows.
Sure.
Oh, you yeah. know, like where she was like, always like with the weird spots. Yeah, Midnight yeah. Special and stuff like that, where it's like, wow, I had no idea all the how you're right, the range that she had and all the different yeah. things that she played. Lou Reed's another one that you took on last week. How did that go?
Yeah, that was just 2 days ago. That was pretty hot, I think. It was way, way different. It was just a full-on rock show. And when we were advertising it, I was kind of saying, I think I want it to be like a mix between like Hedwig and an Ike and Tina review. And I think we pulled that off.
Yeah, pretty much.
I saw Hedwig at the Oriental Theater last week, and I knew I wanted to go see it because I wanted it. I wanted it for
you
want the
to channel
show.
It. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I knew I needed some of that energy, and it totally paid off. Yeah, well, I watched. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but I was gonna say this week coming up is just you and friends, and that's a. I don't want to say just, but that's a different. And then you have the EP show. Do you? I mean, from the experiments of doing these kind of tribute shows in residency. Do you is it piquing your interest to do others? I mean, are other artists where you're like, you know what, I'm going to get up on stage?
Of course. We're always kind of like, we should do this. Yeah. We should do this. We could do a whole night of this. We could do a whole night of this. We could do a whole night of just sitting around and you just playing whatever comes in your head. And that's...
Well, that's sort of what next week is a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know.
yeah. Yeah. And I will say, especially since we've started doing these sorts of things, everybody's coming out of the woodwork with something that we should do.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Which is like, great, let's do it.
Bethany Thomas and John Szymanski in studio. Bethany has got the residency at the Hideout. The next show is this Monday coming up, and then the 27th will be the release party for the EP, the new EP that's just coming out.
Yeah.
Bethany's got one more song. You guys got one more song. What do you want to play?
We're going to do a song called Where I Want to Live.
Where I Want to Live. This is on the EP?
It is.
All right, here we go. Bethany Thomas, John Szymanski. Take it away.
Around your heart, that is where I want to live. If you feel weak, if you get cold, I'll keep you warm like a jacket. Around your heart, around your heart. Under your skin, wear me like a suit of armor. If you get hurt, I will bleed. I promise you won't feel a thing. Under your skin, under your skin. I wanna be so good to you. Let me be so good to you. Look at me on my knees, begging for the chance to be what you need. Da 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 da. Inside your bones, that's probably where you need me most. I'll be your rock, your very foundation. Make sure you're always standing tall. Inside your bones, inside your bones. 'Cause I wanna be so good to you. Let me be so good. There's no tomorrow if you go on.
'Cause I wanna be so good to you. Let me be so good to you.
Bethany Thomas and John Szymanski. Bethany, one of the best voices in Chicago. I love having you on the air. Thank you so much for coming on. The residency at the Hideout is every Monday this month, so two more. You got one on this upcoming Monday.
20th, 27th.
And the 27th is the EP release party. Mm-hmm. And you can check out. You're going to be at Porchlight doing a musical coming up as well.
Yeah, two-person Sondheim review.
There you go.
Match.
lot going on. Bethany Thomas, John Szymanski, thanks for coming and thanks for playing.
Yeah,
thank you.
Whew, man, Bethany Thomas, she can sing. Wow. I mean, it's like one of the best singers in Chicago, one of the best voices. I feel like I could say that, you know? Like, I feel like, Pete, you and I, we have a lot of different musicians that come through here, and there's great musicians all the time, and we send some of the best. And this is the second time we've had Bethany in, and both times I'm like, wow. So, wow, very powerful.